Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the early Christian writers of East and West, we turn to St. Germanus, Bishop and Patriarch of Constantinople, whose feast day is celebrated in the Greek Church on 12 May. In 717, while Constantinople was under siege by Saracen armies, Germanus led a procession with a venerated image of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, and the relics on the Holy Cross. The siege was lifted, convincing him that God had responded to the people's devotion. Sometime later, however, Emperor Leo III initiated his campaign against the use of sacred images, judging them to be a source of idolatry. When Germanus opposed the emperor publicly in 730, he was forced to retire in exile to a monastery where he later died. His memory was not forgotten, and in the Second Council of Nicaea, which restored devotion to the sacred images, his name was honored. The writings of Germanus, steeped in an ardent love of the Church and devotion to the Mother of God, have had a wide influence on the piety of the faithful both of the East and the West. He promoted a solemn and beautiful liturgy and is also known for his insights in Mariology. In homilies of the presentation in the Domitian of the Virgin Mary, Germanus extols her virtue and her mission, a text which sees the source of her bodily incorruption in her virginal maternity was included by Pope Pius XII in his Apostolic Constitution Munificentissimus Deus. I pray that through the intercession of St. Germanus we may all be renewed in our love of the Church and our devotion to the Mother of God. I offer a warm welcome to all English-speaking pilgrims and visitors from England, Scotland, Ireland, Denmark, Finland, Japan, Canada, and the United States. Upon all of you, I call to invoke the Lord's Easter blessings of joy and peace.